With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. For the first time in history, a former American president is facing a criminal trial. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
We learned last week that jury selection for Donald Trump's New York hush money case will begin the last week of March. A judge in Manhattan refused to delay the trial as requested by Trump's legal team. The trial is expected to last several weeks and will force the former president to spend more time in a courtroom as he runs for the White House. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts stemming from payments to Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 presidential election. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israeli airstrikes across Gaza have killed at least 18 people this morning as the U.S. says it will veto another draft United Nations ceasefire resolution. The U.S., which is Israel's top ally, instead hopes to broker a ceasefire agreement and hostage release with Hamas, the terrorist organization that got the war started with its devastating attack in October on Israel. Federal accident investigators are pushing for better cockpit voice recorders.
The investigators are pointing to limits of the device on the jetliner that suffered a door panel blowout last month over Oregon. The National Transportation Safety Board says the Federal Aviation Administration should require all current planes to have recorders that can capture 25 hours of audio. That would be up from the current standard of 2 hours.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Major tech companies have signed a pact to voluntarily adopt, quote, reasonable precautions to prevent artificial intelligence tools from disrupting democratic elections worldwide. Tech executives from Adobe, Amazon, Google, IBM, Meta, Microsoft, and others gathered at the Munich Security Conference this past week to announce the new framework. This is SRN News. Greece has become the first Orthodox Christian country to legalize gay marriage. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
Ναι, 176. Όχι.
Despite opposition from church officials, a cross-party majority of 176 lawmakers in the 300-seat Greek parliament voted in favor of the same-sex civil marriage bill drafted by the prime minister's center-right government. The new law recognizes parental rights for same-sex couples, but will not allow gay men to acquire biological children by using surrogate mothers in Greece, an option currently available to women who can't have children for health reasons.
The main opposition to the gay marriage laws come from the powerful Greek Orthodox Church. Clergymen warned of the effect the legislation will have on traditional family values. Church supporters and conservative organizations staged a number of protests in the run-up to the vote. This is SRN News. It might be a good idea to enjoy a Pop-Tart.
William Post, the man who played a key role in the development of Pop-Tarts, has died at the age of 96. His family says Post retired at the age of 56 as a senior vice president with the Keebler Company. Kellanova, formerly known as the Kellogg Company, says Post was instrumental in co-creating the Pop-Tarts brand, which debuted in 1964 in Cleveland. The toaster pastry was released nationwide the following year. Jason Walker reporting.
A black author says Georgia's white founding father deserves credit for inspiring the abolitionist movement that ultimately ended slavery. A new book by Michael Thurman titled James Oglethorpe, Father of Georgia, focuses on Oglethorpe's failed attempt to ban slavery back in 1733. This is SRN News.